In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We will talk about the Transfiguration, but before the Transfiguration, in chapter 16 in the Gospel of St. Matthew, St. Peter confesses Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah. Read it, Alex, please.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
This is in Matthew 16:18. A distinction between Petrus and Petra. Peter, the Greek word is Petros, means a stone. And on this rock, Petra, I will build my church. There is a difference between the church. It was not built upon St. Peter, but on Petra, not in Petros. This is in Greek. أنا أقول لك أيضا أنت Petros, and in this Petra, I will build my church. The Feast of Transfiguration. The Transfiguration in the Synoptic, it is not in the Gospel of St. John, Matthew 17, Mark 9, and Luke 9. This is the icon of our Lord Jesus Christ and the son Moses, the prophet, and Elijah, the prophet, and the holy apostles, St. Peter, St. John, and St. James. And they attended three occasions. Can you remind me? Raising the daughter of Jairus. Transfiguration. Third, Gethsemane. The seven minor feasts. Transfiguration is one of them. The circumcision, entry of our Lord into the temple, entry of our Lord into Egypt, turning the water into wine, Transfiguration, Covenant Thursday, and the Thomas Sunday. This is the seven minor feasts. We are talking about the Transfiguration. This is another icon. The word translated, transfigured, give us our English word, metamorphosis. A metamorphosis is a change on the outside that comes from the inside. And actually, this is one of the differences between the icons in the Orthodox Church and the icons in the Catholic Church. In the Orthodox Church, you will find the halo around the head of the saints, but in the Catholic you will find it above, because Christ is in the person and from inside giving the illumination. From the Catholic they put it here because it is come from above. So, metamorphosis, a change on the inside that comes from the inside. Our Lord's glory was not reflected, but radiated from within, obeying the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. Hebrews 1:3. And actually, this is in the Greek, in Hebrews, hypostasis. Yes, sure. The icon?
Yeah,
because you know what, you know, we are trying in theosis, it doesn't take a lot of reflect and studies enough.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Because the concept itself, it makes a difference in our behavior when we think about it more and more. We live it. We don't do sin, or we fight sin, because we are partaker of the divine nature. Do you know the value of the person? And this is our church always to focus upon, how the dogma affects the behavior, the life, the how we live our behavior. This is important. When the transfiguration, because there is a difference in writing between St. Matthew and St. Luke. St. Matthew said, after 6 days, from what had happened between our Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother. عشان كده ممكن حد كان يقول لك, who is St. James? St. James is the just, or St. James, the son of Zebedee. For this is the word which to reveal to us, this St. James, the son of Zebedee. Led them up. Led them up. This, you can think about it a lot, about the ladder of ascent, to ascend on the mount, to come more closer to God. He said it in Isaiah, ارتفعي على جبل عال يا مبشرة صهيون. ويقول, her foundations in the holy mountains. أساساتها في الجبال المقدسة. أساساتها في الجبال المقدسة. حتى in the New Testament, we have 5 mountains. Number one, Mount of temptation. Number two, Mount of teaching, sermon on the mount. Number three, Mountain of transfiguration, which is Tabor. And number four, Mount Golgotha. Golgotha means Gongoma, a skull. And number five, Mountain Olive, Ascension. Mountain Olive, when we come to the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will say together, at its base is Bethany. So sometimes you go like, our Lord Jesus ascended from Bethany, and in another place ascended from Olive. Both are right. Led them up on a high mountain by themselves. St. Luke said, now it comes to pass about 8 days. After these sayings, that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mount to pray. What is the difference between this and this? Two. في حاجة تانية.
This one is after the sayings,
Yeah. في حاجة تالتة؟
To pray.
I open my cares. As Saint Luke mentioned the 9 times Jesus prayed. One of his emphasis in his gospel. في حاجة تانية؟ Yeah, about, برافو عليك. About يعني مش ايه؟ مش exact, نحو, بعد. في حاجة تانية؟ His brother, أبونا. His brother. طب ليه أنا بخليكم تشوفوا الديفرنسز؟ علشان لما يكون عندي حاجة زي كده in more than one gospel, read it in both, read it in the three, don't read it in just in one gospel. يعني مثلا علي السيرمون في ترانسفيجوريشن وذا جاسبل اوف ذا ليتورجي مثلا فروم ماثيو, فراح قريها من ماثيو, اقول لك لا طب تقراها من الباقي عشان تاخد فول بيكتشر. فدي از اكزامبل في اي حاجه. طب حد جاب لي دول الاثنين قال لي كونتراديكشن 6 8. After the saying, after same event. Yes. I have what Saint Jerome said, but think about it. يعني إيه الحل بتاعها؟ The event when our Lord Jesus talked with the apostles and told them, the people saying, who am I? قالوا له بيقول عليك انك إيلاجا, وبيقول عليك انك سان جون ذا بابتست, وبيقول عليك ان جيرمايا ذا بروفيت. قال طب what do you say, who am I? قال له you are Jesus the Christ the son of God. قال له you are Peter. فمن هذه سان ماثيو قال لك after 6 days, وسان لوك قال لك about 8 days. الموضوع بسيط جدا. نعم ده كتب قبل ده. لا صدق. لا ما قالش. اقول لكم تو بايزا لا, هو ده ابتدى بنفس اليوم اللي مشيوا فيه واليوم اللي رجعوا فيه, وده كتب الايام الوسطاني in the middle. لو حسبت احنا جينا الآبي هنا من امتى, هتقول احنا مشينا الحد ورجعنا الجمعة, وممكن اقول لك احنا جدا نشغر 4 ايام 2 و3 و4 و5. يس يس. Yes, a lot. I will read a very famous. Our Lord stayed in the tomb 3 days. طب احسب لي 3 days. 72 hours our Lord spent it. لا مش 72, بس التفكير ده وتفكير دوت مش هتلاقي دايما يعني حاجة تقيس عليها. بس لما انت تفكر فيها انه دول كان دي لغويا مظبوطة, واحد اقول لك بس مش بدايس. سان لوك in chapter 10 لما اتكلم على الديسايبلز قال how many disciples, قال 70. هم 72, هم 72. بس في اللغة مرة حتى حد مسلم بيتكلم بيقول ايه عندهم في القرآن, بيقول لك وضعوا أصابعهم في أذانهم. انت ما تقدرش الواحد يحط أصابعه في أذانه, ده بيحط ايه جزء. ما حتى مش صباع بس لغويا انك بتطلق الكل على الجزء بتطلق الكل على الجزء ودي في حاجات يعني to study literature it helps a lot for understanding يعني في حاجات مثلا في اللغة ان انا اطلاق الكل على الجزء او اطلاق الجزء على الكل يعني مثلا كان يقول لك the disciples وكان جودس مش معهم the 12 disciples يقول لك ده اطلاق الكل على الجزء حاجة تانية كتيرة زي كده بقى حتى نفس ان انا اعرف الشعر بتاع في الهبروس تلاقي في حاجة مثلا اسمها ايو فيميزم ايو فيميزم في الـ في الـ في الليتريتشر يعني التأدب ف the wife of Job بتقول له bless God and die هي مش bless بس ما ينفعش تتكتب اللي قالته فيتكتب bless the Lord and die وانا لما اقراها عارف ان دي ما جالسش bless دي اسمها euphemism تلاقيها تاني نفس الكونسبت ده في ايموس يقول لك اعطيهم نظافة الاسنان نظافة الاسنان ده مش حاجة دينتست ده نظافة الأسنان ده هو ايه مفيش أكل فيمن ففي حاجات كتيرة خاصة يعني أنا حتى جايب معايا ممكن أوري لكم كل يعني تايتلز كتير منها حطتها في الكتاب اللي بعته بعد ستة أيام أقول لك بعد هذا كان بنحو ثمانية أيام نشوف ده سان جيروم ممكن تقولوا لي حاجة فيمس بالنسبة لسان جيروم فولغيت سان جيروم the answer is easy هو بيقول سان جيروم the answer is easy because in Matthew the days in the middle are counted but in Luke the first and the last are added for Luke does not say after 8 days Jesus took Peter and James and John many years later Saint John recalled this event as the Spirit guided him to write and we beheld his glory the glory as of the only begotten of the Father full of grace and truth. In his gospel, John emphasized the deity of Christ and the glory of his person. في حتى تاني كتب عن الترانسفيجريشن سان بيتر in his epistle قال لك كنا معاينين عظمته على الجبل his majesty سان بيتر طب read it Mina please Thank you. اتكلم عن mountain بقى the holy mountain شو بص الكلمة كمان eyewitness حاجة تانية we are not following cunningly devised fables لم نتبع خرافات ايه مثلا ده مش mythology بتاع الجريكس the eyewitnesses of his majesty eyewitnesses of his majesty prayer The Transfiguration was a turning point in the mission he had come to accomplish. He went up, says St. Luke. Yes.
Sorry, it's just kind of off topic. So when St. John, in his epilogue, or in his prologue, I mean, when he writes, for the law, you come to me, and of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. What does this mean? Does it just mean like we receive grace on grace?
No. Had Shuf St. John Chrysostom, it talked about it يعني in very details, وقال لك حاجات amazing. قال you receive the grace and you will receive grace. God forgives you and he will forgive you. Saved you will save you. He gives you and will give you grace over grace. وعلى طول لا وفيها الأباندانس أباندانس 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 تتكلم عنها أميزن سي جان كريزيس يورا prayer is at to a mountain to pray. Prayer is a transfiguration power. It is the opening of the earthly nature to the inflowing of the heavenly. It not only ascends to heaven, but it calls heaven into itself. And illuminates with the grace of heaven. And it makes not only the face, but the whole man more heavenly. Up in an high mountain. There is much said in the scripture about the mountains. And many of the most memorable events of sacred history transpired upon mountains. The law was given upon a mountain. Moses and Elijah. Now both Moses and Elias converse with him. Converse with him about what? لا ده كانوا بيتكلموا عن موته. His death. ودي اللي هي يعني when you think لما في الطبيعي احنا كده مع بعض we don't like ان واحد تكلم واحد انه هيموت. ده احنا بنروح نزور حد مريض ومرضاش نجيب له سيرة الموت. ده مش مظبوط. And the موت بتاع المسيح ده give glory. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born to die. المسيح اتولد عشان يموت. المسيح اتولد عشان يموت. عشان كده عشان الواحد يتكلم عن الموت ده مش حاجة غريبة ولا بعيدة. فيتكلموا على his death. And he being declared by the voice from the heaven to be the supreme teacher. They surrender, as it were, their commission into his hands and then depart, leaving him the sole object on which the eye of the world should rest forever. Some Christians seem to think that they must be always going up to the mounts of extraordinary joy and revelation. Is this not after God's message? احنا مش على طول بنبقى على جبل. Saint Peter قال له it is better to stay here. قال له انت مش عارف. قال لك البايبل قال he doesn't know what he's saying. احنا شوية بنبقى على الجبل وشوية لتحت. يبقى يعني فيها اختبارات حلوة وفيه صعوبات وفيه تجارب. الواحد عايز يفضل على الجبل على طول في ترانسفيجريشن. يقول له مش بينفع. ده مش ده الواقع. ده مش ده الطبيعي. حاجة تانية. Our Lord Jesus بيقول سان جان كريزيستوم بيقول his garment was what? White as the snow. بيقول هو في الحقيقة أكتر من السنو سان جان كريزيستوم. بس بيقول لك ما عندوش حاجة whiter than the snow يقول عليها to resemble. وقال his face like the sun. His face like the sun. وحتى موضوع like the sun هو بيقول أكتر لأنه سان بيتر سان جيمس سان جون ما هم بيشوفوا the sun all the time but didn't fall on their faces. Why is he fall in their faces? بيقول لك هو كان brighter than the sun. Brighter than the sun. When the master was there, three disciples had it, and nine had it not. يعني مش the 12 apostles كانوا موجودين. يعني يجي مثلا سان فيليب ولا يجي سان ماثيو ويقول لك why our Lord didn't take us. كان ممكن يحصل كده ولا لا؟ في 9 disciples didn't see the transfiguration. Why Elijah? Why Moses? The scholar origin بيقول Moses represents the law. وده اللي الواحد دايما باستمرار بيعمل يعني الواحد بياخد كلام حد من الآباء وجس تحطه في تيبل كده بتسهل الموضوع لأنه بيبقى فيه كلام كتير بيبقى فيه كلام كتير ليه؟ الناس كانت they like to read they have time وبيقروا كتير بس دلوقتي ممكن تاخد الحاجة اللي هي to the point تسهلها على الناس. Moses represents Allah. Elijah represented the prophets, both of which find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. The law and the prophets, it's a fulfillment in our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the verses in Luke and Hebrews. Moses had died, and his body was buried. Do you know where? Mountain Nebo, but where is his tomb? Archangel Michael covered it. Same Archangel reveals the tomb of our Lord Jesus, who covers the tomb of Moses, revealed the tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Saint Jude in his epistle talked about how Archangel Michael fight with Satan. Who is the first book in the scripture to reveal to us archangels, Michael and Gabriel, both?
Daniel.
The first one to talk about both. But see, وقلت لكم حتى لما كنا بنتكلم على the epistle of Saint Jude, يقول لك ميخائيل رئيس الملائكة لم يكسر أن يورد حكم افتراء لم يكسر حتى على الشيطان. أقول لك عشان الواحد ما مش عايز يقول أي حاجة against anybody ده حتى لو كان إيه حتى لو كان الشيطان نفسه حتى لو كان الشيطان نفسه. ما علشان ايه يا دكتور ابراهيم؟ علشان كده لما انا بقول يعني مثلا our Lord took three apostles و9 didn't go لان ده مرات مثلا بتحصل معايا في التشيرش بتحصل معايا في الدايوسيس فكر اقول لك طب ما المسيح يعني وذا هولي ابوستلز. والحاجه الثانيه لما بشوف ديت بتخليني انا ايه ده يعني ما تبقاش مجرد studying for studying ديت اللي هي بترفلكت على ايه على my behavior and my attitude. Moses had died and his body was buried. Elisha had been raptured to heaven ascended to heaven. فواحد مات واحد ما ماتش فجاب الاثنين كمان. بيقول موسى was there to bear witness that in the the seas of Assyria at Jerusalem, a noble rock would be smitten than the rock he had struck in the wilderness, and that a richer fountain would flow forth than the water that gushed from the flinty cliffs. Then St. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians, قال لك المسيح الصخرة تابعتهم وكانت الصخرة المسيح. Elijah was there to bear witness that in this same disease at Jerusalem. الاثنين يتكلموا على موته في أورشليم. يقول لك خروجه اللي كان عتيدا أن يتم في أورشليم. At Jerusalem, a greater sacrifice would be offered than the sacrifice he had laid upon Carmel, the altar. There, even a savior is precious blood, and a more wondrous confirmation be granted than the fire that gave testimony before Carmel's hosts, even as a savior glorious resurrection. This origin, we stayed with origin. But let me ask, where is the reference of the transfiguration in the Gospel of St. Luke? Chapter what? Nine. Chapter 9. ليه أنا بركز عليها دي؟ لأنه من لوك 9 للوك 19 the last journey of our Lord Jesus Christ going to the Holy Week, going to the cross. بتلاقي من 9-19 our Lord leaving Galilee going to Jerusalem to be crucified. بعرفها ازاي؟ في لوك 9 verse 51 يقول لك our Lord Jesus Christ fixed his eyes toward Jerusalem. قال لك ثبت وجهه نحو أورشليم. ثبت وجهه نحو أورشليم. أنا مش عايز حاجة تانية تشغلني. أقول له أنا to fix my eyes on you. He sets his face. ما الترانسفيجريشن ده حصل في جودية ولا جاليلي؟ جاليلي ماونت تابور وبعدين خلاص. He sets his face. The sending of a message to make advanced preparation turns into a journey, into one of royal visitations. The journey and the road. ممكن ده يبقى topic to think about it. What happened in the journeys? ناخدها journal. Well, let me tell you this. This is the last journey for our Lord Jesus. What about the journey in Luke 24? What about the journey in Acts 9? Briefly, what about the journeys of St. Paul? فاتكلمت على كام كده؟ 4. The journey in Luke from 9 to 19. The journey in Luke 24. The journey in Acts 9. The journeys of St. Paul, 3 journeys. Then our life is a journey. Our life is a journey. Yeah, انت لو هتتكلم على اخر واحدة دي هتاخد كتاب. بتاع سان بول ده تاخد كتاب. بس احنا في الجورنال كده ده بيبقى one paper كده ولا two pages وخلاص يعني كده. اتكلم عنها بريفلي بس انا عايز حاجة عشان ايه to remind me all the time. اتفضل دكتور رهيب. You are right. لأن تعرف yeah. You are right. لأنه هو ال الترانسفيجوريشن ده بكلام كتير خالص خالص the journey. Yes, Alex. لا ما انت لما هت think about it. What is the significance of this journey, the first one in Luke? What had happened in the second one in Luke 24? What had happened in the journey in Acts 9? Saint Peter and his master pay their taxes. الموضوع ده عمل مشكلة. Is this in Matthew 17? احنا قلنا how many miracles of fishing? Two. Luke? Seven. وجون؟ Two. This is the third one. بس اللي اصطادوها ايه؟ سمكة واحدة. ففي fishing by the net وفيشنج باي ذا هوك. فممكن واحد يجيب a lot of fish وواحد يجيب ايه؟ واحدة بس. الاثنين important. ففي خدمة جماعية وفي خدمة فردية. الحاجة الثانية they asked Saint Peter about the taxes of the temple. Your master will pay the tax? قال له yes. بس Saint Peter ليه يعني worry. They had no money. يعني هيقول قدام المسيح ايه؟ Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't give him حتى chance to worry ولا to think. قال له بيقول لك ايه؟ عايزين ندفع التاكسس؟ ندفع. هم بياخدوا تاكسس من the sons of the king؟ قال له لا. قال له we don't want to offend them. مش عايزين ايه؟ نعثرهم. نديهم التاكس وراح خد السنارة بتاعتك ورميها في البحر هتطلع لك سمكة هتلاقي فيها ايه استوار اللي هو الموني اللي enough for me and you. فلما يجمع نفسه me and you the next chapter في ماثيو 18 التلاميذ بتاع الكبار هو is the greater. عملت ايه؟ عمل الجلس. عمل الجلس. ودي لما كلمتكم عنها انه this is one of the eight deadly sins. جلس. فتلاقيه عشان كده they fight it all the time. بس كانت عشان موضوع paying the taxes. بس لما to think about it انه اول حاجة انه our Lord knows what had happened to Saint Peter and the Pharisees and he asked him to go and to catch the fish and he is the almighty God Pantocrator. هو اللي عارف ان Saint Peter نزل. طب ومين اللي جاب له السمكة دي وش معنى السمكة دي لوحدها هي اللي جت ومين اللي حط الفلوس دي هو السمكة Almighty God. ولازم تطلع الماني ده هو الاكزاكت الانف فور ذا تاكسس فور بوث اوف ذم. ولما قال لك بوث اوف ذم فذا ابوستل زي كده قال يبقى سان بيتر ده حاجه هو ده المميز وهو ده الكذا. فراحت عملت نقطه المشكله كده هو از ذا جريت. فراح اور لورد جيزوس جاب لهم ايه؟ اتشايلد. التشايلد ده بيقول this is San Ignatius of Antioch. عارفين اي بطرك عند اخواتنا السوريان يقول ماري افرم اغناتيوس افرم اغناتيوس يعقوب. اي حد في البطرك عندهم يقول عليها ماري إغناطيوس الأول، وبعد كده يقول اسمه سان إغناطيوس. يقول لك هو اللي تشايد بالله أور لورد جيسوس كريست كارد and he said if you don't return like a child. One of the apostolic fathers. Saint Ignatius wrote how many epistles?
Seven.
In his way, in his journey to be a martyr in Rome. But Saint John Chrysostom عارف ان الناس بيقولوا للتشالد ده سان إغناطيوس، بس قال I don't think so. قال للتشالد ده ما اعتقدش ان هو سان إغناطيوس. ده اللي كنت منتظر. العملة دبل دراكمز يوزد تو بي ذا تمبل تاكس. Four different attitudes become like the children. We can receive them. Some will cause them to stumble, even up dispersing them. قال لك the angels in heaven. وده قال لك to cause them to stumble, it is better to tie a stone in your neck and to throw yourself in the sea. قال دع الأولاد يأتون إلي ماثيوم التين. But in the journey to Jerusalem, our Lord in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 12 قال beware of hypocrisy. لو أنا عايز chapter in the Gospels talking a lot about hypocrisy, where I will go? Matthew 23. Eight woes. Same as the eight, the opposite, يعني the eight beatitudes. Beware of covetousness. تحرز من إيه؟ من الطمع. Beware of worrying. احترزوا من القلق. Beware of carelessness. ده اللامبالاة. احترزوا من اللامبالاة. Beware of spiritual dullness. واحد كده ابتدى يغير حتى في حياته راح يحصل dullness. Beware of hypocrisy. Beware of covetousness. Beware of worrying. Beware of carelessness. Beware of spiritual dullness. This is all in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 12. Beware. Beware of hypocrisy. Again, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. We talked about the parable of the leaven. Leaven بيبقى في ال parable يعني he took it as from the good side. But the leaven in normal it is a symbol of sin. Why we put leaven in the urban? Our Lord carried our sin. Is it? Yeah. في سبب تاني. عشان ما يبقاش زي الفطير. طب ليه ما يبقاش زي الفطير؟ طب ما عندنا اخواتنا الكاثوليك بيستخدموا الفطير. Different sacrifice. ازاي؟ Our Lord Jesus, it is written, he took bread. In Greek, artos. Artos living bread. لو كانت فطير مش خبز مختمر كان كلمة تانية هتبقى إزموس. فهي تقبرت أرتس. فده مش الموضوع الليفن، لأنه لما قال لهم احترزوا من خمير الفريسيين قال احنا ما جبناش أكل، احنا ما جبناش عيش. قال لهم انتوا ليه بتفكروا كده، انتوا نسيتوا الخمس خبزات والسمكتين نسيتوا. اللي هي don't imitate, don't copy, don't do like them. Leaven, علشان وريك ان ديت بت what the leaven does. St. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. كان عندهم the sinner of Corinth. فإيه واحد عامل حاجة غلط من ضمن كنيسة كبيرة؟ فسان بول قال لهم ده ليفن، هيعمل ايه؟ هتسبريد. أما أقول لك ما حصلوش حاجة هو كويس فهتسبريد أكانس. beware of covetousness، take heed and beware of covetousness. Beware of worrying. Don't worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about your the body, what you will put on. Beware of carelessness. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you don't expect. Beware of spiritual dullness. Why even of yourselves? Do you not judge what is right? أنا محتاج ده الواحد يحاسب نفسه. فكلهم دول في The Gospel of St. Luke chapter. نفس الحال. The rich young man. During the journey, he met with the rich young man. This is also synoptic. Synoptic it means when I read it in the three Gospels. Matthew 19, Mark 10, Luke 18. A young man, rich. لما تقراها فيهم كلهم هو قال لك very rich ruler. He ran to meet our Lord. He bowed. Our Lord loved him. ده بتدي لك picture عن الرجل ده. فيه characters كتيرة ايه كويس، characters كتيرة كويس. young man, rich, ruler, he ran. رجل متواضع. he bowed down to our Lord. Our Lord looked to him and loved him. ولكن بالرغم من ده كله راجل ريتش ورولر وكده وبيدور على his spiritual life. أقول لك المفروض الشباب مش بيفكروا، مش كلهم بيفكر نفس الطريقة دي. وراجل غني وبيدور على الملكوت. How he came publicly eagerly running humbly kneeling respectfully. قال له good teacher, good master. His curiosity, his earnestness, his desire for spiritual truth, his courage. There are other things called good in the scripture. Our Lord Jesus told him, why do you call me good? Nobody good except God. What do you think about this verse? Too many people they ask about this verse. Yeah, our Lord Jesus didn't tell him, don't call me God. But he asked him, why do you call me God? Why do you call me good? Do you call me good because you know that I am God? Because there is no body is good except to God, it means the goodness is from God. You call me good because you know that I am God. Then no one is good except to God. That is why there is goodness coming from God. The good angel of God. The angel is written good in the book of Tobit. ملاك الله الصالح قال له لماذا تدعوني صالحا لكن طوبيت قال لابنه طوبيا قال له ملاك الله الصالح يكون معك حد تاني good a good man from the good treasure of him الانسان الصالح من كنز قلبه الصالح يخرج الصالح a godly woman in the book of Sirah Chapter 26. A good servant. Luke 19. Ayal Abdul Salih wal Amin. A good person. Al Insan al Salih. A good and upright heart. Galb Salih. Abul Malak Allah Salih. Al Insan al Salih. لا فاضلة تلاقيها أمثال آخر شابتر 31 ودي بالمناسبة أمثال 31 دي من فرس 10 لفرس 31 هتلاقيها 22 لترز لأن ده شعر ألفابت مترتب أبجدي بيقروه كانوا اليهود كل يوم سبت على المائدة لما يجي يأكلوا يقولوا 22 فرس دول Our Lord told him, go, sell, give. The goodness of God is this one of his characters. Any other goodness is coming from God. Saint James said it in his epistle. كل عطية صالحة كل موهبة تامة هي نازلة من فوق من عند أبي الأنوار حاجة تانية يقول سان أوغستين يقول لك أي حاجة عند قدسك هي من عند ربنا أي حاجة في أي بني آدم هي من عند ربنا أكسبت حاجة واحدة قال لك السن لكن أي حاجة خدها الإنسان هي من عند ربنا فالجودنس في ربنا ده أوريجينال لكن بالنسبة لنا احنا ده إيه احنا لحاجة مكتسبة لعطية من عنده يقول لك God is good لماذا تدعوني صالح بس دي بيقول له يعني انتوا واخدين بالكم حتى انا اخذ الافعال الاكشن ده love in the scriptures verb or a noun verb ولا noun verb عشان ايه action فعل قال لنا حب لا بالكلام ولا ايه ولا باللسان بل بالعمل والحق فبجو قال له روح اذهب sell باع give to the needy and come for it هل كل العبارة ربما بيعمل كده بس هل كل واحد بيعمل كده لا قال if you want to be perfect إذا أردت أن تكون لأنه ممكن حد يجي في الكنيسة يقول لك طب ليه مش كلنا بنعمل كده ليه مش كل واحد بيبيع كل الأند قال لك مش إذا أردت أن تكون وهو our Lord Jesus Christ the physician testing him عارف الرجل ده rich ورولر ويونج وكل الحاجة دي اللي فيه بس عارف انه قلبه مع ايه مع المادة فبيحط صباعه على الجرح انت عايز دياجنوزيس اقول له ده دياجنوزيس فبيحط صباعه على الجرح قال لك مضى ايه مضى حزين اللي شوف بعد ده كله اقول لك واضح حاجه تبروا حاجات بعد كده هقولها لكم يعني كنت اما اتردد اقولها ولا ما اقولهاش بس اقولها لكم لانكم تقروها بس ملهاش سورس ملهاش دوكيومنت ملهاش ريفرنس بس الواحد بيقراها قال لك الشاب الغني ده سان بول يانج وريتش والمسيح احبه ولما كمل المسيح بعد كده مع التلاميذ قال لهم اخرون هيكونون ايه اولين وانا مش بقول لك انا من قبل ما money
would you say this
I say this
No,
no, no, no. ما أنا معي حد من الكنيسة ها ليه معايا سنين. لا ما قلهاش في الكنيسة بس في السيمينار نقولها. Money was his God. قال nobody can serve two masters. He attached to money. Money is a gift, but the attachment, he trusted it, he worshipped it. Love of money was the great sin. The root of all evil, where is this? Thank you. The deceitfulness of riches. غرور الغنى the deceitfulness of riches ده اللي كنت بتسأل عنه لك from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias from the first martyr in the Old Testament to the last because the Hebrew Bible starts with Genesis which speaks of Abel's martyrdom but ends with the second Chronicles which speaks of Zechariah's martyrdom in chapter 24. Zechariah Luke 19 verse 2 his description verse 3 his desire verse 4 his decision A man became a child. Why? اطلع على الشجر. لا وهي ران. قال لك جري. A seeking man became found. هو بيدور. Yes. A small man became big. ليه؟ هذه اللي طلع الشجر. A poor man became rich. The host became the guest. ما المسيح ربح البيت قال له اليوم حصل خلاص لأهل هذا البيت فبقيت تربيت ربنا by promising to give half of his position to the poor and pay back those who has defrauded four times the original amount Zacchaeus far exceeds the normal boundaries of a charity and restoration. For in cases of financial fraud, such as Zacchaeus's, the Mosaic law prescribes restitution of the original amount plus only 20%. بس هو قال to pay four times. ايه السؤال ده بتاعك دلوقتي Alex؟ Yes, Luke 19.
Why is this read on Palm Sunday, on Vespers or Matins? Is it Vespers or Matins?
لا مش Vespers, لأن Vespers the anointing is a feat. Yeah, علشان هتلاقي in same chapter entering into Jerusalem.
So it's just because it's parallel.
Yeah.
There's no any.
لا حاجة تانية. Zacchaeus, he wanted to see the Lord. He couldn't from the crowd, the multitudes. If he postponed it, قال لك خلاص أنا مش قادر أشوفه المرة دي. خليها مرة تانية. كان حصل إيه؟
أخذ.
Is this the last time? فممكن أحد يضيع الأوبورتيونيتي. Our Lord said it to Jerusalem. قال له لم تعرفي
زمان
افتقال. You don't know the time of your visitation. You came on time. You didn't waste the opportunity.
Columbus is saying hi. He misses those times and days, and he says to everybody, please enjoy it. It doesn't repeat.
Yeah. Reasons for not changing. مش مصدق انه يقدر يتغير. مش مصدق انه يقدر يتغير. لان ذا تشيرش فاترز قال لك ان كان زكايس تغير ذا تشيف اوف ذا تاكسي كولكتورز اسيرز.
فاتر question on number 3. A lot of people who have some addiction and tried hard over years, and it doesn't, they cannot overcome it. No matter what happens. If they are spiritual enough, certain things I'm going to struggle with until my death. فأنا مش مصدق أن هيحصل حاجة بقى. صحيح I'm trying, but trying without hope.
معشان كده محتاجة أن هي تبقى to do it in the right way. يعني ال places اللي بيروحوها الناس بتاعت ال addiction علشان بياخدوا حاجات psychologically وياخدوا حاجات spiritually ويخليهم دايما أقول لك مادية تحط جنبها أستطيع كل شيء. فيليبيانز 4 في المسيح الذي يقوم كل شيء مستطاع للمؤمن وكل شيء مستطاع لدى الله. فبيقول لك إن كان ده بيتغير. الحاجة التانية كمان إنه بيبقى فيه حاجة بتفكست في البرسوناليتي اتسلف. الشخصية نفسها بتبقى مش مظبطة. الحاجة كمان the help of the people around وبيدوله تاسكس كده يقدر يعملها شوية بشوية to overcome it. وده بيوري انه ال precautions is better than the treatment. الواحد لما يحترس افضل منه. بيحرص على الشباب اللي عندنا في الكنيسة يقول لك بدل ما ننتظر ان نعالج العلاج اصعب وبيحصل sometimes a lapse, فبيخلي الإنسان إنه مرات to lose the trust in himself, بس يخلي trust in God. لكن مسألة التغيير دي مسألة مهمة جدا, بس ديت excuses, لأنه Satan is a deceiver. Satan is a deceiver. A series of stages through which people pass as they change a behavior. The process of a change. Not interested in a changing. Risky lifestyle. فبيقول thinking about a change, preparing to change, making changes, maintaining a change, مرات يحصل relapsing. The process of change. Thinking about a change, preparing it to change. لأن الchange ده بيستارت فين؟ في المايند. يقولها سان بول in Romans chapter 12. يقولها تغير عن شكلكم. هو في الأول لا تشاكل أهل هذا الدهر, بل تغير عن شكلكم. Don't conform but transform. This is the verse of St. Paul. Don't conform but transform. لا تشاكلوا بل تغيروا. Pre-contemplation stage. When a person is not currently considering a change. Contemplation. Where the individual undertakes a serious evaluation of consideration for or against change. Preparation, where planning and commitment are secured. Taking action to make the specific behavioral change. Maintenance, in which the person works to maintain and sustain long-term change. Motivation is what provides the impetus for the focus, effort, and energy needed to move through the entire process of change. Readiness to change can be a powerful motivator. How to change? To examine. To reject الحاجات اللي الواحد فيها. To have the desire and the will, and glory be to God forever. Amen.